So while our local police departments are still dramatically short, Seattle Police has a staffing crisis. I mean, it is a full-blown staffing crisis with the Seattle Police. And they've tried to overcome it by offering a bonus to new signees. But you have a choice of getting a one-time bonus in Seattle and making a tiny bit more money, or you could work in Bellevue or Lake Forest Park or any of the surrounding suburbs, Shoreline, where they actually respect the cops, where you have city councils that appreciate the work that the police officers do. King County is short on sheriff's deputies. Maybe we shouldn't have sheriff's personnel driving Dow Constantine around in his personal private Uber service so he can go drinking most nights. But that's another story that we are still gathering more information on after we broke that story. But last week, we told you about the aforementioned Dow Constantine. He stood up at a press conference with Jenny Durkin, and they announced that they have found $5.6 million to hire new cops? No. That would be properly prioritizing our tax money. Now, they found $5.6 million so you and I can pay the attorney costs for illegals. It's absolutely amazing what's going on around here. We've had illegals a couple of weeks ago. An illegal tried to abduct a 14-year-old girl in what was believed to be an attempted sexual assault. An illegal murdered Kittitas County Sheriff's Deputy Ryan Thompson a few months ago. We have become a magnet destination in the state. Well, a couple of years ago, Seattle and King County established the Legal Defense Network. And what they said was, well, since Trump is being mean to illegals, in other words, that's liberal talk for enforcing the law, they've said that we are going to have the people of Seattle and King County and Washington State, we are going to pay for their legal defense. So it's a legal defense fund for illegals. That sounds like a good use of dollars. Since then, they have spent almost $2 million, and they want $5.6 million more. Again, all to go to illegals. And at that same press conference last week, Lorena Gonzalez, and because fighting for illegals isn't enough, she had to turn it into a let's pay for their abortions, too.
The beauty of being able to sign these resolutions together today in one action can't be understated or overlooked. When we talk about reproductive justice and the right...
By the way, it can be understated, if that's what you're trying to say. But she got that all goofed up.
Right to bodily autonomy. We know that the people who are most impacted by that and disproportionately impacted by that are immigrants and refugees. Are women of color and other people of color seeking to access that type of health care. And we know that that those are the folks who are least likely to be insured and have access to safe, legal, accessible abortions. And I think it's really important for us to really recognize how beautiful this moment of intersectionality is.
How beautiful this moment of intersectionality is. Oh, I tell you, progressives know how to turn a phrase, don't they? So you heard what she said. They're the least likely to be insured. And we have politicians who want to make certain that after they sneak into our country illegally, that they can then drop an anchor baby here in the Puget Sound area so that they will have a future citizen who will be a progressive voter for life, who will continue to vote for the likes of Dow Constantine and Jenny Durkin and Lorena Gonzalez. So in the country illegally, no insurance, not enough cops on the street, no funding to get enough cops, but nearly $6 million so that we can pay for attorneys and abortions for illegals who are here in our region. What a grand use of prioritizing dollars. It's just, it's so transparent, man. It's so transparent. And our area, it's getting more and more on the radar screen because even the socialists nationally are saying, you know what, Seattle's heading towards socialism. Bernie Sanders just sent out a tweet today. This is what oligarchy looks like. Amazon used its enormous wealth and power to kill a tax to build affordable housing in Seattle. 1 year later, thousands of people live on the streets, and the city continues to struggle with the crisis. Yeah, Bernie. Bernie. Psh, Bernie. We had a lot of homeless drug addicts before the wealth tax or the head tax was ever brought up. The defeat of that tax didn't lead to more homeless people on our streets. It is complete whack job politics that has led to more homeless people on our streets. And not enough cops. But that's how we're prioritizing now. $6 million to pay for lawyers and abortions for illegals. Not enough money for the cops on the streets. And the beat goes on.